Let's sing Breathe On Me, Breath of God. In the hymn book, number 114, that we should sing this prayer, and I love this prayer, Breathe On Me, Breath of God, but from what I heard before, I believe that one reason I felt impressed to open my book to this is that this little paper fell out of my book at this page, 114, and I just have to read it to you, because otherwise I would be leaving something out that I think God just dropped right in my way. Here it is. It's from 15 years ago, and it was a word that was given in Ridgewood, but it was at the Pilgrim Camp staff meeting there. 1997, that's 15 years, right? Yes. The Lord said to us as we were gathered together that it was his desire that we be filled with his Spirit. My desire that my children be filled with my Spirit. For that is the way I come to you. I come to dwell within you. I come to do my will in you. I come to enable you. And so I am waiting for you to come in faith and to just open your heart wide and allow me to cleanse you and purify and take out those things that hinder and take possession of you as I desire to and as you find it in my word. 1997, staff meeting. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Be being filled with the Spirit. As I said before, that was put by the Apostle Paul, that was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in the imperative. In other words, it was a command for God's people. And so, don't you want to obey God's commands? Sure you do. You want to open your heart to Him. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. Thank you, Lord. So we'll sing this last verse, and then those who would like to stay to wait before the Lord, or open their hearts to Him, He's here for you tonight. We'll do that. 114, the fourth verse. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I to God bless you all. Some will have to go to their places, but others may just want to say, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you're here to quicken me. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you have spoken to my heart today. I thank you that you are making me a worshiper, a true servant of God, one who praises you and serves in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless each one of you. Do feel free to lead out in prayer or to pray one for another. God will have his way among us yet tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I sense my need, dear Lord. I reach out to you. I want to breathe in the life of God. And I pray that you will breathe your life upon me, O God. And give more, give a greater measure of your Spirit, Lord. How we need your holy anointing. How we need your very life to quicken us in body and soul and spirit. And we reach out to you tonight. I pray for my brothers and sisters here who also sense their need of more of Jesus. I pray that you will bless them even tonight. Before we go back to our places, we know that you have a satisfying portion for each one, that you can quicken us, that you can change us, that you can accomplish your desire in us, Lord. So we yield ourselves to you. We look up to you. We open wide our hearts to your working. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Breathe upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
abundantly.